But that depends on condition. This mind, you see, which has all the potentials meeting the condition. meeting the condition, the meeting the guide, the perfect guide, and then then you see, meeting the perfect guide, then you see, then say, he's studying what is taught, then he's studying, then developing, you see, of the mind. So through this, then one is able to develop the mind. So if this condition happens, able to develop the mind, you see, if this condition did not happen, then you see, depending on what kind of condition it meets. the mind can, depending on what kind of condition this mind is, it can lead to past, you see, period of happiness, the cessation of all the sufferings, all the obscurations, the period of happiness, the full enlightenment, the complete realization, all this. Depending on what kind of condition that this mind needs, then and the mind can lead to this mind can lead to also the problems, the sufferings. So however so therefore no matter how much heavy problem no matter how much heavy disease one has now, how much is a heavy problem, the relationship problem, is whatever, no matter how much heavy negative action that one did, however, all these are temporary, and all these can be completely, all these are just for timing as a temporary. As these things happen, depending on other cause conditions, these things completely can be eliminated by depending on, say, other cause conditions. So this mind, therefore, our life has all the hopes. There's all the hopes. any benefits what we wish to reach others and things, we can benefit. Any happiness that we wish to achieve, you know, can obtain. So like this. So now because of this, because this nature of the mind, that which is the, you see, clear light, the potential, that which is the nature of the fully enlightened being. therefore, you see, we can develop compassion. even there's no compassion now, but one can, you see, and develop compassion. One can generate compassion, one can develop compassion because of that. Because the mind is dependent rising, mind is not independent, inherently existent. It's dependent rising, but compassion is also not independent, you see, and not inherently existent. It exists by dependent on cause conditions. So therefore, one can just, you see, by depending on this cause of conditions, that's how we can generate compassion. That's how you see, we can transform the mind, you see, into compassion. So, however, like this. So, if in this world, in this world, as I often said, in this world, many times happened that one powerful person, because one powerful person did not practice, one powerful person did not practice compassion. So, therefore, you see, many millions of people, you see, they have they got tortured and suffered, died, you know, they got killed. So this, you see, this happened historically. Time to time. So now this one powerful person, if this person practices compassion, you see, then this one powerful person practices compassion, then you see, all the millions of people wouldn't suffer. They wouldn't receive all these sufferings, torture, then kill, all these things. So they would receive much, you see. So therefore, they would have much happiness. absence of all these harms, what they receive from this one person, is peace. It's peace. You see. So, if this one person practiced compassion, you see, all these millions of people would have much peace. But now here now, you see, we're talking only human beings. But the numberless, much more than human beings, suddenly millions and millions that are living beings in the, you see, got killed, and they are killed in the water. And on the earth, many creatures, many, you see, insects, creatures, so many, there are, you see, uncountable numbers of millions, you see, that got killed. So all these beings have suffered, got killed, is because this one powerful person did not practice compassion. You see. So if this one powerful person practiced compassion, you see, all those, even the insects, all those millions and millions of those beings would have, you see, peace, absence of all those harms. So you can see, what. How one person, you see, can bring peace to the world, can bring peace to the world, but it can destroy the world. One person, you see, depending on whether the person practices compassion or not. So that is clear. So now, same. So if you see oneself. If oneself doesn't practice compassion, you see, there's, and there can be danger like that. You see, if it did not happen this life, but maybe other lives, like similar like that. Or and the other thing is, you see, if one does not practice compassion, you see, what there is only the self-centered mind. So, you see, stronger there's self-centered mind, you see, easy to rise, anger, easy to rise, dissatisfied mind, you see, the desire, so jealousness, and so forth, or you see, the ill will, so easy to rise all these other disturbing thoughts. So because the ego, the substantive mind, then you see those other thoughts rises. And as it's stronger, then those other thoughts will see rise easier and stronger. So then is when these thoughts rises, then you see gives harm. You see, out of this negative disturbing thoughts, then you see what action comes, you see, harm. You see, and to other people, in the family, to other people, or then even the, you see, the animal, even those other things. However, so there's danger, you see, that there's danger that one receives that starting from the family, if one doesn't practice compassion, then starting from the family, you see, the person with whom one lives together in everyday life, or together, eat together, however, starting from that, you see, besides the family, you see, people in the office, or the, with whom one works together, the people in the country, however, you see, the numberless, all the living beings, danger, all the living beings, they receive harm, they receive harm from oneself. So, if one practices compassion, then you see, you see, out of this compassion, there is no action, there is no, you see, harmful action comes. There is no harmful action comes. You see, so, the action harm gets solved if there is compassion. You see, with those mind. So starting from the family, starting from the person, you see, with whom one is together in their life, starting from there, you see, all the rest of the people in that country, and then all the rest of the living beings, all the rest of the living beings, you see, they don't receive harm, you see, from oneself. They don't receive harm from oneself. So harm what they don't receive from you is the peace. Peace, you see, what they are receiving. You see, from you, from oneself. So all that peace, what they see, you see, which is the absence of the harm. So you see, all that peace, what they see, depending to you, all those peace are depending to you. Then the second thing, if one has compassion, you see, with one's mind. So you see, on the top, besides not giving harm, you see, one benefits, you see, to others. One attempt to benefit for other living beings. So one benefit, you see, want him to benefit. Starting from the family, you see, the nearest person from there, to all the rest, you see, living beings. You know, want him to benefit. There's two things. See, one, perhaps compassion. First, you see, starting from the family, all the rest of the beings, they don't receive harm. That first thing, so that's one piece. Second, you see, you, with compassion, you try to attempt benefit, starting from the nearest person to all the living beings. So that is another piece. You see, happiness, that one is causing. So, therefore, now all these living beings, happiness, peace, what they are receiving from you, is the benefit to you. This is oneself. So it is completely in your hand. Whether you want to cause happiness to everyone, whether you want to give this peace to everyone, or not. Whether it is peace or harm. So it is all the living beings, starting from the nearest person. So that is completely in one's own hands. You see, completely in one's own hands. So it's, if one practice compassion, everyone receives the peace. Everyone does not practice compassion, everyone receives harm. So therefore, now each of us here are completely responsible. Completely responsible for all the living beings' happiness. Each of us here is responsible for each person here in this hall. So starting from the family, how many members in the family? One person or 10 people. However, one is completely responsible for their happiness, peace, in their daily life. And then how many people there are in the city? Human beings, non-human beings, how many there are in the country? Oneself is completely responsible, you see, all their happiness. all the living beings, living on this earth, one is completely responsible, you see. To obtain happiness for them. To obtain happiness for all of them. Now, not only this world, one is completely responsible for all sentient beings, you see. One is completely responsible to cause happiness, to obtain happiness, you see, for all the sentient beings. One is completely responsible, you see, to free everyone from all the problems, you know, and to obtain, you see, peace. Cause happiness. So first, before talking about how to live the life, so this is the fundamental, this is the foundation, the feeling of the responsibility. Universal responsibility is the foundation. In order to enjoy the life, in order to enjoy how to live the life, in order to, you see, say, in order to the in order to enjoy the life, in order to find satisfaction in the life, in order to find satisfaction in the life, you see, you see, the life that we, I say, how we live the life, the work that we do, you see, in order to not become cause of problems, see, to not become cause of problems and to become cause of happiness, so in that way, to enjoy the life, you see, the feeling of universal responsibility is a fundamental, is a foundation, it's like earth. So if there's earth, so if there's ground, earth, then you can make field, mountains, mountains, by mountains, or the tunnels, you know. If there are many tunnels in the West. So, as part of enjoyment, which was born to drive outside, you know, so sometimes you can drive through the mountain. Anyway, however, that any enjoyment, is building a house, you know, factory, whatever, you see, one can do. So like that, the universal responsibility is most important. So this is the first thing to, I say, to learn and to feel, to transform the mind in that. So this meditation is extremely important. This meditation, which I just described, this is reality. So, you know, thinking this way, this is talking reality. So, the other thing, so it is important. Even now to feel, you see, the universal responsibility, you see, that how one is responsible to, you see, to feel everyone, of the nearest person, you see, animal or, you see, person, whoever is nearest being. From that, everyone, you see, to this, to freedom, more than, to, you know, you see, say, to freedom from, problems, from harm, you see, then you see, to have, you see, peace, happiness. Other than all the things that you see, what peace, happiness, what they receive from you, that is dependent to you. It depends to oneself. So that's how one is responsible. That's how one is responsible. So in our day-to-day life, you see, depending, you see, how others they think of you, how others they look at you, how others they speak to you, how others they look at you, they speak to you, they, you see, how others they think of you. So depending, if others look at you out of compassion, you know, out of love, compassion, it makes one so happy. if others look at you with compassion, with a self-centered, with ego, only with the self-cherishing thought, you see, with self-centered mind, thinking of only her problem, only his problem, nothing else, you know, happiness or oneself, nothing else other than that. Nothing else other than that. you see, or anger, try to. So you see, one other attitude draws to you like this. So that makes one sort of upset, unhappy. and then one other speaks respectfully, it makes one sort of happy. One other look at you friendly or with you with affection or with your compassion or other kindness. You see, and makes one happy. So with the loving mind, one other smile to oneself, you see, makes oneself happy. So however, one's own happiness, you see, dependent on our daily life happiness, and dependent on the, you see, people around oneself. You see, living beings who are around oneself, depending, you see, their attitude, how they act, how they behave towards you. So therefore, one's own happiness depends to the see. So now exactly same, literally in our literal life, is surrounding people, animals, you see, and then people who are around oneself, their happiness depends to oneself. Dependent to oneself. You see how one thinks towards them. You see, what one looks at them out of compassion, love, loving kindness, love. What one show concern. how one acts with the body. So depending on that, the surroundings, the people in the office, in the family, wherever. So it's depending on that, depending on how one behaves, how one think of them. You see, look at them. So they're happy, or it makes them happy or unhappy. So again, again from this day-to-day life experience or recognition, but through this recognition, our day-to-day life, you see, is what affects, how others affects to you, you know, makes you see, bring the happiness and unhappiness, then how one affects to others, the people around oneself and even animals. So with this reason, there's another reason how one is responsible with other sentient beings, other living beings, happiness. All like this. So however, person who has much the loving kindness or compassion, that one, as there's that much good heart, you see, there's more happiness in the life. One give less harm to others. One give less harm to other beings. There's less cheating to other beings. You see, less harm to other, less harm one give other beings. less guilty, less guilt days. And you see, however, there must be strong compassion, more benefit to others. You know. You see, more happiness. However, you see, more concern more concern that one has towards others. there's less problem of loneliness, depression, less problem of loneliness, depression, you see, all these problems. as stronger there's some compassion there is, or stronger, there's that much concern, you see, towards others and other living beings. So, how, so to that person, to that person who has good heart, you see, then more very very easy to find friends. You see, where if the person even where if the person goes, you see, everybody become friend. You see, everybody become you see friend to that person. helper. even the person staying at a home in the family, everybody like that person, everybody appreciate everybody, you see, everybody enjoy, you see, to be with that person. same thing, outside people, inside people. So person who has a warm hearted, you know, concern others, then you see, there's good vibration, so other people feel. You see, people are happy to see that person, and people are happy to see that person anytime outside of, you see, always want to see that person, always want to help that person. Even that person doesn't have problems, you see, but people would ask, you see, if you want any help, people come to help. Even the person doesn't need help. However, so there's much success. there's much success in the you see, in the spiritual success. There's much success in spiritual practice. There's much success because less obstacle. Person creates less obstacle closer to, and that there's a much good heart. you see. So person creates less obstacles, so more success in spiritual practice, in meditation practice, and also even the works of this life, there's much success. So very good life. And that person becomes source of that person becomes source of happiness to others. you see. So the other person who doesn't have a compassion, see, which mind is very self-centered, that you see, very egoistic, very impatient, because of that, very impatient, so all the way dissatisfied, dissatisfied mind, you see, overwhelmed by strong desires, dissatisfied mind, only thinking of oneself, only seeking, you see, only, you know, seeking, you see, the happiness for self, only for self. only the happiness this life. So however, that person then there's no harmony in the family, there's no harmony in the family, there's no harmony outside people. However, even coming back to home, there's enemy, all the family is the enemy, then also there's so many enemies that even outside in the office, there are enemies. Where the person travels, east, west, wherever, some, you see, creates so many people become enemy. so much confusion in their life. you see, then much loneliness, more depression, all these problems. even the person need help, other people don't want to help. even the person asks for help, other people don't want to help. Other people don't want to seek, don't want to seek. Or even they rejoice when the person is sick or the person dies. you see, if something bad happens, other people rejoice. rather than praying for success, you know, for healthy and so forth. However, so like this, so you see, the need of compassion, the need of compassion is, unbelievable, important, not only for the happiness of oneself, but especially the happiness of family, happiness of people in the country, happiness of, you see, all the living beings, especially for others, all the numberless, you know, living beings. To generate compassion in the mind, it becomes the most, the most important thing. even now that we relax our mind, you see, relax our mind, not being afraid that this person will kill me, or you see, that this person will harm me. You see, that not having doubt, not having fear, and that we are able to relax. Relax, you see, comes from mind. It's because trusting. That is because trusting that this person is trusting that this person which doesn't have any mind to harm oneself. You see, trusting. Why we feel why we relax, comfortable. You see, compromised. You see, that is because our belief, our trust that these surrounding people. You know, won't harm me. Won't have that cause to harm me. You see, because of the trust. If you don't have that trust, you see, there will be, we cannot relax. You see, there will be much fear. So therefore, now, you see, for the protection of the other side, it's so important that one starts to let compassion, you see, and one's own happiness comes from others, you see, depending on generosity, you know, good heart. otherwise, one's own life is in danger. If the surrounding people's mind changes, you see, it changes, then it is a minute. If the friend, the next person, he or her mind changes, you see, there's no compassion. If it changes, you see, your one's own life is in danger in a minute. You see, so one's own life is dependent on others' compassion. So others' life depend on others, you see, protection of the life depend on oneself. Is a one level of compassion. So however, the compassion is the source of the happiness of oneself. So compassion is source of all the happiness of all the living beings. So as I mentioned before, you see, you the one person, you see, oneself, you see, the one has genetic compassion. Then every other living being, they don't receive harm. They receive, they don't receive harm, and they receive, help. So, you see, it causes happiness to all the living beings. You see, not only temporary, but you see, ultimate happiness. Then it leads to, you see. The compassion makes oneself to bring everyone to the end of the whole suffering and cause ultimate happiness and highest, you see, full enlightenment. So the compassion is the source of, you see, happiness of oneself, happiness of all the other living beings. So therefore, this becomes most precious thing. So in our daily life, this is the first thing, compassion is the first thing, you see, to think about. among all the things what we have to do in our life, compassion, the altruism, compassion, altruism is the first thing that we have to remember when we get up in the morning. when we get up in the morning, this is what we have to remember. So now like this, So when we get up in the morning, first in the morning, so we remember what's the meaning of my life. What's the meaning of my life? The meaning of my life is to pacify everyone's, to free everyone from all the problems and causes, and to obtain happiness for everyone. Temporary ultimate happiness, special ultimate happiness, that he wants to think of that. So, first, remember, purpose of the life, purpose of the life, meaning of the life, and this is the meaning of my life. And then, the way to do this is by transforming the mind. You see, by the way to do this is by changing the attitude, by transforming the mind. You see, by generating compassion. The way to do this is by generating compassion. You see, by generating compassion, by developing all the inner, you see, good quality of the mind. You see, wisdom method, wisdom, knowing what is right and wrong. You see, what is the cause of things, what is the cause of suffering. You see, knowing the ultimate nature, conventional nature, ultimate nature. However, developing the mind means the wisdom and method, such as the compassion and so forth. So, however,